Welcome back to the show. Today, we are brought to you by The Wellness Company. So go over to www.twc.health/final shot. Make sure you put in the /final shot because when you make your purchase, you will get a discount. So go over, check them out. They got COVID ready kits. They got all kinds of stuff over there, but specifically go and look at the spike support if you've been vaccinated. A lot of the people that have been vaccinated have vaccine injuries and they still have that spike protein coursing through their veins, and you need to get it evacuated from your system as soon as possible. So get the spike support, use my promo code final shot and save some money on your purchase. Guys, I apologize for my absence. I've been gone for a few weeks, took a little bit of time off for the holidays. And then I got hit with some terrible weather that happened in Saskatchewan. We had sub-zero temperatures down to minus 40 without the wind chill, around minus 50, minus 60 with the wind chill. So we had water problems. We had all kinds of stuff going on here. But I am back this week with my guest that I was supposed to have last week. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today is the Chief of Maternal and Prenatal Health at the Wellness Company, Dr. Thorpe. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really, really well, especially having the honor of being on your platform, Tanner.
Well, it's my honor to host you. And before we start getting going into the COVID and the government and all that stuff, I have to say a huge congratulations to the President Donald Trump on winning the caucus in Iowa on the weekend. And I want to say congratulations to Alberta, Canada, too, for getting rid of Rachel Notley from the NDP party. She stepped down. So we're in a step in the right direction with the conservative government over there in Alberta. So, again, congratulations to Donald Trump. Now, Dr. Thorpe, you're in Florida with Ron DeSantis as your governor, correct?
That's right. Ron DeSantis is a governor. The Surgeon General is Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and the Attorney General is Ashley Moody.
Now, you guys are in one of the most crucial years in American history, 2024, where you have a presidential race going on right now to take America back from filthy Joe Biden. And maybe right some of the wrongs that have happened in the last 4 years in your country.
Indeed, we are. Indeed, we are. In fact, if you thought that 2023 was a tumultuous year, 2024 is going to make 2023 look like a kid's birthday party, a walk in the park.
That is very true. Yeah, everybody needs to buckle up. Dr. Thorpe, I started off with some government stuff, but I'd like for you to go through who you are, what you do, and your list of accolades that you have.
Sure. So my name is Jim Thorpe. Professionally, I in the press, I go medical publications. I go by James A. Thorpe, MD, and I am a physician. I am board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, where I completed my residency training at University of Colorado, Denver. And that was after my medical school education, 4 years at what I think is one of the best medical schools in the country, Wayne State University School of Medicine in Detroit, Michigan. And after that, I served with the United States Air Force, active duty in the middle of the Cold War, at a B-52, KC-135 refueling, F-106 base in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, not too far away from Canada, just across Lake Superior. So, and then I went on after my active duty service to get my fellowship training at the University of Texas Houston Medical Center, where I gained my high-risk obstetrical training. Subspecialty is what's called maternal fetal medicine. And then was off to the races. I've been a very busy clinician my whole life. I I really had a lot, because I've published so extensively, I've had a lot of pressure to stay in the academic university setting, which I really decried. I did not want to do that because I have a passion for seeing patients. And as important, I also have a dispassion for taking orders and taking monies from people that are going to tell me what to research. So I've never followed the group thinking in that crowd. So I've had the best both of both worlds. I've seen a vast number of patients my entire career, and I'm still seeing patients now. And not only that, but despite my heavy clinical volume, I've published extensively. So the clinicians in the United States of America, they didn't really know how to deal with me because I was full-time clinician doing all this academic stuff. And then the academicians in the ivory tower really didn't know what to do with me because I was highly awarded research publications, and yet I'm seeing patients extensively. So it's really been God has blessed me greatly with my career. I was asked to testify in the United States Senate in 2003 under the Bush administration due to my expertise and probably being one of the foremost authorities in the country, if not the world, on doing extensive amount of closed fetal surgeries. And it was actually, the president at the time, President George Bush and Arizona Senator John, he passed away, I'm blocking on his name, they asked me to come and testify because they were on Senator John McCain, and another conservative senator from Kansas. And they asked me to participate in a series of congressional testimonies supporting the abolition, takedown of the partial birth abortion law. So their whole strategy there was, well, you know, Dr. Thorpe, aren't these patients, you know, don't we have a Hippocratic oath to these? You're treating them like patients. Tell us what you do, kind of going down that avenue. And indeed, I wasn't afraid to do that. At least one or two other physicians were asked to do that because they were in the academic arena and deservedly asked, arguably more deserving than me. Although I maybe arguably had done more procedures than they have, but they certainly had full-time academic, and they declined because this is what's called a career burner. You go in front of the Senate because all of our colleagues are flaming liberal, trying to abort as many babies as they can. And so to go against that narrative, you essentially burn your career, which I did. I suffered the consequences. I'd do it all over again. That's me. So anyways, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here. I'm 70 years old now. I've been practicing for over 44 years, going on 45 years here in June. And I'm still going strong. I'm a disabled veteran. I wasn't disabled. I didn't spill my blood on the battlefield, but I am. I've been disabled, but still going strong. And I love what I do. And I have a passion for medical freedom. And I have a passion for upholding the oath I took to the United States Constitution as an officer in the United States Air Force. More importantly, I have an oath to God, and I have a Hippocratic oath to my patients, first do no harm, and to always serve their interests. I feel so strongly about those oaths that I took and about speaking the truth that it's more important for me to speak the truth than it is to hold my job, which I didn't. I was fired for just that. It's more important to me than all the money in the world or all the assets that I have. And even one step further, it's more important to me than my life. So make no bones about it. That's what I'm committed to. Yeah, I was, and we can talk about it later, terminated from one of the largest Catholic healthcare systems in the country, if not the world, $10 billion, almost $10 billion system. Sisters of St. Mary's Health, SSM Health, St. Louis, and they serve that five-state area. And I had a wonderful job with them for about 5 years. And I was terminated this past summer just because of, well, what they called no-cause termination, and honored me as being a model physician in their system, but they just had to terminate me, even though I was the most published, the most productive in terms of seeing more patients, far more than any of my colleagues, and thus also the most productive financially for my employer, and the most experienced. So it is what it is, and with every storm cloud has a silver lining, and the silver lining was that they tried to bribe me with a massive amount of money because I was really fired for some high profile interviews that I had done, and including the United States Senate with Dr. McCullough and Dr. Cole and the rest of the crowd at Senator Ron Johnson's roundtable about a year ago, and then also on the Tucker Carlson show. And you know, as my wife and I, who's an attorney, and my better half, she's an incredible investigative attorney, and we proved that they took $307 million for that, what I call the covenant of death agreement. We proved that with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and when all the other hospitals in the country, and we have published on that.
So that was a, you dropped some big news, like some big stuff there. You've been fired from a massive thing. Plus you've gone on Tucker Carlson.
Yes, sir.
Holy Moses. Now tell me about Tucker Carlson a little bit. Cause he seems like a fantastic human being. He's out there doing amazing work now on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm a little biased. The reason why I'm biased is because I love him. We are birds of a feather. Everything that I said about being a truther, that's Jim Thorpe and that's Tucker Carlson. Everything I said, being willing to lose all those things for truth, I feel the same way about Tucker, and Tucker. There's another reason why I love Tucker Carlson. You know, I love the fact that, he always mocks himself and derides himself about, you know, his faith background. And I find it really humorous. He doesn't wear his spirituality on his sleeve. He doesn't talk about it like I do all the time. Because I've been a student of the Bible and a student of eschatology my entire life, and I have a passion for the Word of God. But, you know, what I love about Tucker Carlson is he mocks religion, rightfully so, as I am as well. And he disdains it, you know, for many reasons, but because they're corrupt, for one. And actually, we can get into that later, because my wife and I are extensively published on how they were bought out by Francis Collins and the federal government. But Tucker, he also has a propensity like Jim Thorpe, me. We can't live with ourselves if we're not living in truth. Tucker would never be a politician because he's too truthful. He's too focused on evil, on injustice, and he doesn't let it go. He's like a dog on a pant leg. That's exactly like I am. And when he does make a mistake, okay, like he has to obsessively, compulsively confess it publicly. And you know, he and I, and I'm the same way, you know, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, you know, who me, okay? I'm not an anti-vaxxer. You know, I believed everything I learned in medical school. I believed my federal government. I believed the HHS, CDC, and FDA. I believed the medical journals. I believed what the professional associations were telling me to do until it started breaking apart at the turn of the century. So I pushed a lot of vaccines, even in pregnancy. I pushed influenza. And I pushed vaccine, and I pushed the Tdap vaccine. And, you know, I feel horrible about that, Tanner, because in all likelihood, I've injured and maybe killed some patients because of my misinformation, my belief, because I believed what I was taught. And, you know, I've repented. I've apologized. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. But, you know, I'm sure I did. And you know, I confess that. So unless I do that, I can't live with myself. Tucker's the same way. You know, he went over, I think it was 20 years ago when I saw him and saw him record this, was that he went over to Iraq to report on the war. And he was pushing the war. So was I. Okay. And, you know, we both subsequently learned thereafter that it was a big lie. And you know, I felt badly about pushing it. I didn't feel as badly about that as I did pushing the vaccines. But, you know, the issue is the same. We both publicly apologized in large media public platforms and repented and apologized for whatever the repercussions were for us disposing misinformation. For him, no big deal, except he's a humble man. And for me, you know, it's admitting that I might have hurt some patients inadvertently. I love Tucker Carlson. And yeah, and even more to say about that story about the short segment that I was on.
So now, after all of these things have happened, you've done some amazing things in life. You've had some terrible things happen to you as of recent. Now you find yourself surrounded with the League of Amazing People in the Wellness Company. How did you become a part of the Wellness Company?
Well, listen, I've been stalking. I call him the General. I don't have my coffee cup that has his 5-star general and commander in chief, 5-star general, Dr. Peter M. McCullough, MD, MPH. So I've been stalking him for a long time. And I, you know, we really didn't get get to know each other until, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. And I'm not a prophet. Okay. I'm not a seer. You know, I'm not for profit, right? I'm not a prophet, and I also not for profit from a business point of view. But be that as it may, I had a vision of him. You know, the first time I ever saw him, and it was a long time ago. It's like, this man needs to be the Surgeon General. This was a long time ago. So I didn't tell him that until I got to know him, and I've got to know him. I know who he is and what he is and what he stands for and what his convictions are in his heart. And this is a man, there's nobody on the face of this earth that is more qualified and capable of leading this world out of the most catastrophic, colossal cluster foobar than Dr. Peter McCullough. And, you know, he's a man of faith. He's a brilliant man. You know, I'm not embarrassed to tell you that, you know, before our important engagements, you know, we step apart in the corner and we pray. We pray for God's blessing on whatever, to lead us, to protect us, to guard. This is a man of faith. You know, he's got a beautiful family. I was fired last summer, for obvious reasons. I didn't take the bribe, so I don't have an NDA or a non-disclosure clause. They tried to give me massive amounts of money, and I refused it. And you know, God, as God says through his prophet Samuel, in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel, God said through him, he said, "I will honor those who honor me." And you know, I think Dr. Peter McCullough is being greatly honored by God, because Dr. McCullough honors God, and God in turn honors him. You know, I feel like the decision I made to not take that blood money and to continue speaking the truth, I know that God has honored me. And one of the great honors, within 7 days of me being fired, I had literally seven offers, nice offers, right, from people that I would be honored and I love and respect. And, you know, Dr. McCullough and Foster Colson had been on my tail for about a year. And I just didn't want to give up my job, because I really love my job. I love my colleagues. I love my patients. I love the staff that I work with. And I really love the administration. They treated me like royalty. And, you know, I miss them. And they fed me massive amounts of patients that I just have. You know, I was a number one reader. I saw in just 4.5 years, I saw well over 7,500 high-risk OB patients, because I just have a passion for it. You know, I read five times as many scans as my younger partners. The only person that came close to me was a more senior than the younger, still my junior. He was actually my resident when I was an attending staff at University of Missouri at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri. But you know, I saw twice as many patients as he did. I loved it. I loved taking care of the moms and the high-risk pregnancies. I just love it. So I missed that, but I was honored. Foster and Peter Gillilee and Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough, you know, I figured that they would make another offer, you know, after they figured out I was fired, and they did. And they treat me far better than I deserve. I love them. I have a passion. I feel like I'm family with the wellness company. I mean, I really love them. You know, Foster Colson, I know Foster, I know his wife, I know his children. You know, we visit regularly, but physically, you know, I've been with them. I've stayed in the home with them. I've dined with them. I've broken bread. I've prayed with them. Okay. It's interesting that they're being voraciously attacked, which is also a good sign, because they're disrupting the market. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I couldn't have any more respect. I love the people where I worked, and I know they didn't want to fire me, and they treated me better than I deserve. You know, it was still, you know, I was still suppressed there. I was the most published on the COVID, and this is an academic institution, St. Louis University School of Medicine. Good Lord. Fauci gave us his the commencement address there, which I got a great story about, but later on. But you know, my point is that you know, these people at the wellness company, these are solid God-fearing people. They're disrupting the market, and everybody's coming at them with slander and rumor, totally fallacious rumors. That's when you know that you're doing God's will. That's when you know you're inflicting some pain on the liars and cheaters in the traditional medical systems and other people that are jealous.
Well, on my end, I couldn't be more flattered that I was asked by the wellness company to do these interviews. The fact that they reached out to me and wanted to partner up with me to bring the truth out to Canadians over here, very flattering. But let me tell you a Peter McCullough story. This is before I teamed up with the wellness company. So I don't normally go on Twitter, well, formerly known as Twitter, but it popped up and said, Dr. Peter McCullough is going live with some news station. So I tuned in and I seen this gentleman. He's working out on a bench lifting weights, and he's doing an interview with what I would call a fairly high profile news station. So
wait a minute, McCullough was lifting weights?
Yeah.
What?
He was working out, stretching or doing something. I can't remember what it was, but I logged in there and I wrote a comment and I said, hey, would you be interested in coming on the Final Shot podcast? He stopped what he was doing. He said, yep. Send me an email. This is my email. Wow. And I didn't expect to get a response, but this is what kind of a human being this guy is. I emailed him 2 minutes after that live was done. He emailed me back 5 minutes later with a date and a time. We set it up and got it done.
He's he's a prince of a man. I to this very day, you know, I was a military guy, and you know, he seems like a military guy. And I think he once told me, you know, I don't think he'd mind me sharing one personal conversation, you know, that he goes, you know, that was my biggest regret, Jim, as I didn't have an opportunity to serve in the military. And I said, well, because I've always called him General since that vision, because I really did look at him as a general. And it was prophetic in the sense that I really believe he should be Surgeon General. So I've always called him General. And so he said, I said, when he said he regretted not being in the military, you know, it resonated with me, because I was in the military, but I regret not having spilt blood or been on the battlefield, putting myself in harm's way, because that's what my father did. And that's what all of my predecessors did. They shed blood. We lost family in the big world war. They were of the greatest generation. And so I feel like I've really let them down as a boomer generation, because although I served in the military, I never was in to be able to go on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. And I feel like virtue untested equals no virtue at all. And so I can't ever put myself into the category of the greatest generation or my father. But, you know, he taught me a lot of valuable things, and I learned a lot. But I told the general, General, that's total bull, you know, baloney sausage. And I said, you're the commander in chief of the 5-star general of the Global Medical Freedom Force, sir. And, you know, he's pretty dry, you know, he's hilarious and was out, right? And so I kept pestering, I kept calling him general. I still call him general, you know, on our big calls, you know, with Peter Gillilee and Peter McCullough, I call the CEO, Peter Gillilee, Peter, and then I call Dr. McCullough General. But so I even had coffee cups made, you know, and they went like crazy. I think they're on every continent. It's got the general's face on there, and a 5-star general and, you know, commander in chief. And those went like hotcakes. I couldn't keep up with them.
I got to get one of those.
You know, I get them individually made on Amazon, and it just takes me so long to do it. We should We should, you know, I mean, we should set that up. That'd be fun.
We
I'm
should.
not sure he appreciates that, so I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, after I've done this series of podcasts, I will be wrapping the series up with the general Peter McCullough, and I will be calling him that on the show now. I just wrote it down.
Okay, well then you know what? You got to get a coffee cup.
Okay.
Let me go. Do you have 2 minutes? I'll go get my coffee cup real quick and show you.
Yeah, you rock it. Go get your cup and I'll do some kind of an ad.
All right.
So guys, an ad that I haven't run in a really long time, but they are still the original sponsor of the Final Shot podcast and the previous podcast, the Spice of Life podcast, is Onnit. Go over to onnit.com and check out what they got. They got all kinds of stuff, nootropics, kettlebells, some elk jerky. I don't even know if they still have that anymore. Probably not. But protein powder, anything you want, you can get it at onnit.com. Use the promo code, what is it? TFS podcast. Don't put the final shot. That's for the wellness company. TFS podcast is the promo code for Onnit. Check out the Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain's fantastic. It hasn't changed. It's the same. It works the best. It's the best nootropic on the planet. Who else do we got for sponsors? You know what? I'm gonna give a free sponsor out today to Red Barn Roasters, my buddy Brett. He's got a coffee company here just down the road from me called Red Barn Roasters from Saskatchewan. You guys can go and find their website. Just Google it, Red Barn Roasters, and they'll come up. You won't get a promo code. You won't get nothing for free, but it's some of the best coffee that you can get on the planet. Check them out, Red Barn Roasters. Dr. Thorpe is back with his cups. Let's see him. Yo, that's fantastic. Yeah, we got to do that.
And
General.
then here's the other side. 5-star. Like he's Dwight Eisenhower, right? He's not only the president, but he's a 5-star commander in chief, right?
I like it.
So yeah, this thing went viral.
Well, however, I got to order one of those things. I'm going to do it. We'll figure it out. Let's get down into the nitty-gritty, Dr. Thorpe. We've been kind of shooting the proverbial, you know what, for a
Yeah.
little bit, but I would consider you to be an expert in pregnancy. So, something that isn't talked about a whole heck of a lot is the COVID-19 injections and the effects on pregnant women and their unborn babies. So,
Devastating.
devastating. We've seen deaths, like premature deaths in the womb. I can't speak on what would happen after the child was born. I don't know, but you're the guy that would.
Well, just go, we'll go through the data as we published. I was lead author, and I had six incredible co-authors. And we published our article on vaccines and pregnancy in a really incredible journal, a very high quality journal, the Journal of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, JAAPS. And I will tell you, of all the publications of journals, academic medical journals that I've submitted to in my career, this is the best journal with the most incredible strict, meticulous peer review process. So, anyways, that was published about a year ago. And what we did, just my co-authors, you try to remember all of them, is the second author was a Dr. Claire Rogers, actually officially not a doctor. She's a physician assistant, but she's an incredible researcher. And then there was a PhD mathematical modeler, Mike Deskovich. We had one of the military whistleblowers, Stuart Tankersley, Dr. Stuart Tankersley. We also had Megan Redshaw, who at the time, she's been lead counsel with a few different firms for medical freedom. Then we had Dr. Peter McCullough. I had some incredible co-authors. And what we did was we used the governmental data. And we used the governmental data exactly as they prescribed in their own biased ways to the letter every I dotted, every T crossed. So what we found was we compared, and this is, you know, the FDA wants us to compare a quote novel vaccine with a quote safe vaccine, assuming there's any such thing as a safe vaccine. There's not, because they all cause death and injury, major injuries and death. It's just a matter of how frequently they do it. So so we used their sham method and still saw such huge danger signals. You know, just to kind of give you an idea, what we looked at was abnormal menstrual periods. We looked at about 18 different variables, 17 or 18, and all of them were pregnancy outcome variables, except menstrual periods. Well, suffice it to say that all of those 17 variables had extreme danger signals on them. But let me go through some of the most common ones that your audience would want to know and be familiar with. And I should say, this is I don't want to get too technical, but this is comparing the adverse events of the COVID-19 vaccine with that of the influenza vaccine and for pregnancy outcomes. So it's not, you can't necessarily draw out, okay, if we use a specific test where it looks at that ratio and the likelihood of that ratio, and it's not the same thing as saying, well, it was increased by this much. So if a patient has normal menstrual periods or a fetal death, you know, this is how much it's going to risk it. This is, you can't give a odds ratio and extrapolate this number into the numbers projecting an individual patient's risk. But nonetheless, we did this analysis, and in essence, if we look at abnormal menstrual periods, there was almost a 1,200-fold greater risk of abnormal menstrual periods in those women that were vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine compared to that of the influenza vaccine. And then I'm using that same comparison. There's a, for all the other adverse events. For miscarriage, there was an incredible risk of miscarriage versus that of the influenza vaccine. The same thing for fetal death, and the same thing for multiple different complications related to pregnancy. You know, some of the more common ones, of course, chromosomal abnormalities, malformations of organ systems, severe preeclampsia, hypertensive disorders, fetal death. The same thing that you're seeing in non-pregnant, in the fetus, blood clots, fetal death, irregular heartbeat, sudden death, cardiac arrest in the womb, heavy bleeding, blood clots, you name it.
Cardiac arrest in the womb?
Say what?
Cardiac arrest in the womb.
Yeah. Yeah, where the heart just stops, baby just dies. Just like you're seeing with the sudden infant death syndrome or the sudden adult death syndrome, same thing. So it's a very dangerous proposition. Now that's from academically, from the government's own data. It's not Dr. McCullough's data. It's not any of the author's data. This is a government data. We analyzed it absolutely as the government told us to analyze it using their own criteria. So it really is something of concern. But if we take that aside and you say, well, Dr. Thorpe, you said you've seen, you know, almost 8,000 patients, you know, in the last 4.5 years. Yes, I have. Well, what have you seen, Dr. Thorpe? Here's what I've seen. It's been a total disaster, and all the obstetrical complications didn't happen in 2020. They happened after the rollout of the vaccine. Everything that I've told you, that's what I've seen. I've seen severe malformations, severe increases in miscarriage. I've seen fetal chromosomal abnormalities, fetal malformations in the fetus of every organ system you could imagine. Miscarriage, then a miscarriage is before 20 weeks, fetal death or stillbirth, is at or after 20 weeks, massive increase in fetal death and stillbirth, rupture of membranes, preterm labor, early delivery, severe growth restriction problems. I've seen all of those in spades, maternal deaths. I've seen just a spate, a surge of really sick newborns, many of whom had to go to the neonatal intensive care unit, an increase in neonatal death, which, by the way, was verified for the first time in 20 years. We've had an uptick in neonatal and infant deaths acknowledged by our CDC, HHS. So I've seen all these things with my own eyes. And I've also seen the gross ignorance and purposeful, you know, putting your head in the sand, and even of my colleagues that won't acknowledge this and won't talk about it because they don't want to get fired like I was fired. So they just take their money and their bribes and continue pushing the narrative. Because if they don't, they're going to be screwed like Jim Thorpe and Peter McCullough and Pierre Corrigan and so many others, Mary Talley, Dr. Mary Talley, so many incredible heroes, Dr. Ryan Cole, that have been just really destroyed professionally. You know, Dr. Renata Moon, a young pediatrician, fired the same day I was from Wayne, from University of Washington State University School of Medicine, her alma mater. So it's just a horrible situation of fascism. It's not academic at all. This is pure and simple fashion. Academics and real science never, never puts a lid on dissenting opinions. It's discussed reverentially and respectfully, the exact opposite of what the so-called academics are currently doing.
So October 31st, 2019, my son was born. And that was kind of before COVID was going crazy. So he was a breastfed young man at that point in time, after my wife's 9 months of whatever you get here in Canada to stay at home and take care of your child. She has to go back to work, and she worked for a federal business at that point in time. The COVID-19 vaccines were rolled out, and it was mandatory for her to take two shots. She had a terrible reaction to the shot. I would say probably 3 days in bed. A couple weeks after that, she started getting an irregular menstrual cycle and started lactating again after not breastfeeding my son for a long time. So when it comes to a gentleman like you, I can ask you, why? Why would something like that happen?
Now, are you specifically asking the question with regard to your wife?
Nope.
Or in general, would the doctors allow it to happen?
Well, I kind of want to know what would trigger something like that in a female's body to start producing again after the fact that she was been done breastfeeding for so long, and why the irregular menstrual cycle?
Well, you know, that's an incredible question. And the truth of the matter is that nobody knows. And the truth of the matter is that I've been in international study groups for the last 3 years. You know, we were one of the first groups that really addressed it through Tiffany Perotto, who was the founder of MyCycleStory.com. And we reported on this. You know, we've had this data for over 2 years now. We formally reported it, was published, I think, over a year ago or 2 years ago. Yeah, almost 2 years ago now, and in 2022, spring. And our second, so what we found in that manuscript was that it was an incredible statistical analysis of massive increase in abnormal menstrual periods for those women that had taken the vaccine. So why it occurs, we have a lot of theories, but it's only conjecture. And the other answer to your question is, well, why haven't you figured this out, Dr. Thorpe? I'll tell you why. Because we do not have the privilege of having any financial support. And when we try to get financial support, will be, no, we don't approve of that study. It's not politically correct. So we're not funded. And if you're not funded, you can't do the research. But we've had experts in place. You know, like I've got Dr. Dan McDyer, another obstetrician here in Florida, Dr. Kimberly Biss, Dr. Ryan Cole, Kirsten Cosgrove. We've got, you know, Tiffany Parado. We've got Dr. Steve Hatfield in our group. Just met with him today. We've been trying to do this for 2 years. And, you know, we try to get an IRB approval. Well, we don't get it because the IRB is not on our side. So we have to go create our own IRB, right? Journal won't publish it. Okay, because it's not politically expedient. All the journals are corrupt anyways. So this is what barriers we're running into.
Well, unfortunately, when it comes to when people actually want to find out the truth about something, it's not going to come from your mainstream CDC or whatever it is. People are going to have to go a roundabout way, like what you guys are doing with the wellness company, and you're going to have to figure it out on your own. But that kind of stuff takes a lot of money, and getting funding for stuff like that is very, very hard. So there's a lot of answers that, well, there's a lot of questions that need answers. And that's one that I want to know just specifically for myself, because it affected my wife in that way. But like when you list off what is happening to pregnant women, like there's only one answer and that this would come down to. This is a kill weapon. Like, this is a mass eradication of humanity.
Well, you know what? I 3 years ago, if you interviewed me, I knew that, but I would never have said anything about that because, you know, the directions that I've got from my commander in chief, not the general, but the good Lord, was, you know, just stay in your wheelhouse. You know, this is the most egregious violation of science. And not only the golden rule of pregnancy is not pushing this in children or killing adults or teenagers. It's killing the unborn and killing the mothers and targeting women. And that's what they did. That's what these bastards did. I would never say that 3 years ago because I didn't have the proof. Even, you know, 18 months ago, I never would have said that. But over the last year, I am resolute in speaking out. This was premeditated. This was premeditated. I'm writing a book on the effect of vaccines in pregnancy. I've reviewed so much literature. I've reviewed all of the threats for depopulation from major world political leaders over the last 30 years. And you know, it's just stunning. Listen, Tanner, you know, as a military veteran, as do I, if somebody tells you that they're going to kill you, an enemy, you damn well better believe it, right?
Well, I would say so. I'm not a military veteran, but if somebody says they're going to kill me, I'm going to believe them.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've been telling us for, you know, 40 years now. Dear Jesus, and I mean that in a prayerful way, not taking my Savior's name in vain. Dear Jesus, you know, open up our eyes. You know, 2,800 years ago, you spoke through your prophet Hosea in chapter 4, verse 6, my people die for lack of knowledge. This has never been more fulfilled. This vaccine has killed and injured 585 million people globally, Tanner. People die for lack of knowledge and believing lies. What, you know, the number one warning of Jesus in the end time, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Great deception will come in the end time. We're there. And I'm speaking about that now because I've read Bregan's book. I've read Bobby Kennedy's books. I've read Mr. John Leake and Dr. McCullough's book and so many others. And there's irrefutable proof, even in my own personal journey. There's so much irrefutable proof that I have of things that were done well before the pandemic that signaled it. So this was planned. And also what I know, and my wife and I have proven by Freedom of Information Act request last year, we knew that the three legs on the stool holding up this lie organizations, medical organizations, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ABOG, the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, my international society of my subspecialty, high-risk obstetrics. These three people, groups, were bought out. They're purchased for money in a quid pro quo agreement, illegal, unethical, immoral, unconstitutional in 2021. Given ACOG, we proved it. We see it. We have it. We published it. My beautiful wife, Maggie, a brilliant attorney, has busted some big global companies with their fraud. She's an expert at that. We crafted a Freedom of Information Act. We found that they signed a quid pro quo. They took millions, they call it a cooperative care agreement, and they're not allowed to deviate from any narrative other than the HHS, CDC, and FDA. And if they do, Tanner, they have to pay all that money back. Okay, so all of those organizations, the federal government targeted trusted messengers. They've, you know, we now know that $5 trillion or even more U.S. tax dollars were used to prop and buffet this lethal disinformation. Lethal disinformation, psychological operations, fifth generation warfare. Those 585 million global citizens that have been injured or killed, most of them don't know why their family members are dying. They don't know.
That's true.
They still don't know. They haven't connected the dots. So they know. And I, these three organizations that I listed, ACOG, ABOG, and SMFM, these are criminal organizations who are pushing this fake narrative. They were bought off, and they were bought off with blood money. And to this very day, despite the avalanche of data, they're still pushing it in pregnancy. There should have been a moratorium on this lethal shot 4 years ago, and they're still pushing it. This is a lethal, deadly shot. It's not fit for human consumption. It should have been immediately removed from the market 4 years ago. I'm sorry, 3 years ago. 4 years ago would have been early 2020. 3 years ago in early 2021 or December 2020 when they had the 90-day, they were following the 90-day. It was actually 10 weeks and there were 1,223 vaccine associated deaths. It should have been immediately pulled off the market over the whole world. But instead, this fascist government that doesn't care about you, the American citizen, same with your nutcase Trudeau. He doesn't care about my Canadian brothers and sisters. This administration doesn't, our administration doesn't. They just have seen see you killed or permanently injured while they collect their dividends and their royalties and all the other nonsense. It's so don't believe your governments. It's a horrible, horrible situation. And by the way, the exact same Tanner, Maggie and I, Maggie Thorpe, JD, and myself, we've published probably about a dozen very, very easy to read, but intense in terms of heavily cited by medical legal literature, 12 publications through America Out Loud. And I would urge you and your readers to go check some of those out. This month, just within the last week, we published an article on America Out Loud that's gone viral. And it talks about how the head of HHS, head of HHS, the head of our government, through his Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, that wears a uniform on, that disgusts me, makes me want to vomit. And also with Francis Collins, and how they captured so unethically and so immorally all the faith leaders of the country. It was so horrible to watch. I watched, and I actually transcribed about 5 hours of video in the last 2 weeks, listening to Vivek Murthy, listening to these pastors, listening to Francis Collins, former head of the NIH, who he was bowed in worship to. They called him Pastor Dr. Francis Collins. And the way that he blatantly told bold-faced lies to all these pastors and then twisted the scripture in a way that he deserves the fire of hell, and I'm sure he'll get it if he doesn't repent, and telling these faith leaders, you push this on your congregants, you're going to save lives. This is your responsibility. This is what God commands you to do. Literally statements like that. And it was just appalling. So we've documented all that. Last month, we published an article showing that how all of the healthcare systems were captured in the United States of America, every single one of them. Not only my former employer, Sisters of St. Mary's Health, SSM Health in St. Louis, but also other major institutions. There were $180 billion distributed to over 4,000 hospitals. And if you go to that article last month, you will see, there'll be a link there where you can link it and you can go check up on your hospitals in your own town. You see for yourself. I've done that. It's amazing. They've all taken money. I counted, we listed in that article, 131 hospital systems, Tanner, 131 hospital systems that took $100 million or more dollars from the federal government. And all of them were captured with that quid pro quo agreement. Most likely they're all captured. That's how they all act. And so it's an abomination to God, to our creator. This was purposeful killing.
So when you see what the government's doing to the people that are, well, I would consider speaking the truth, they're telling everybody that you're a bad guy, I'm a bad guy, Alex Jones, the worst guy on the planet, Tucker Carlson, yeah, Terrible person. All these people, like, if you're out there and you're a pro-vax, you're pro-COVID vaccine, you want the mask back, and go listen to the people that they're actually telling you are bad, because it'll make more sense to you than putting a stupid mask on your face. How is that going to help you breathing in your own carbon monoxide? It makes no sense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, for the first time today, a dear friend, and I love her to death, her name is Dr. Christiane Northrup, and you should have her on your show if you haven't. But, you know, she's one of the, in my career, I mean, she's far more well-known than I'll ever hope to be. But I often accuse her of being the most influential obstetrician globally in my career. Now, how did she achieve that global recognition? Not by medical publications, but by popularizing the abuses of the healthcare system, and in specifically in obstetrics and gynecology and in women's care. And, you know, she's written a lot of bestseller books. She's been all over the news, you know, in decades gone by, Oprah Winfrey and all the other, I don't watch that stuff, but she's very famous. She's made a large impact, and I have great respect for her. Dr. Christiane Northrup, she lives in Maine, has a place down in Florida as well, and we're thick as thieves. But she was accused of being one of the dirty dozen misinformation spreaders in 2020. So that's the highest praise I can give her. But she turned me on just earlier today. She sent me, she says, you know, Jimbo, you got to listen to this. And so I did. When she tells me that stuff, I take it seriously. I listened to her. It's a lady by the name of Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, St. George. And I forget what her, you can just Google that. But I listened to a 25 minute kind of op-ed, if you will. And wow, is it spot on. You would love it, Tanner. It's straightforward. It's to the point. She's very eloquent, very brilliant, and she's spot on. And, you know, it's interesting that Christiane Northrup sent me that. And what, I've never heard of her before, but they're like birds of a feather. They're like clones of each other. I mean, they're both, you know, very beautiful women, but they're both on the exact same wavelength, as you and I.
Okay. But once I'm done this series of podcasts, I'm going to actually start reaching back out to the wellness doctors like yourself, Dr. Mackis, Dr. Trozzi, Dr. McCullough. And I'm going to say, hey, who in your Rolodex should I have on my show? And then I'm going to start trying to put those shows together. I'll probably have to call on a favor, though, like, hey, put in a good word for me, because these people aren't going to know who I am.
Well, listen, I have a lot of contacts, and you tell me who you want and I'll get them on your show. You know, I'm really big on this. You're extremely important to the wellness company. You're extremely important to Dr. McCullough. You're extremely important to me, because, you know, Dr. McCullough and I can blab all we want, okay? But nobody listens to us unless it gets out by heroes like you that have risked their lives and their jobs and so forth. So, you know, you're very, very important to everybody in the freedom movement. That's just very important. You know, I want to put a plug in here, and I don't, this is an important plug. I have an ethical and moral responsibility to do this. For those of you who have not seen Shot Dead, okay, please go see it. I went to the premiere in Tulsa, Oklahoma on November 9th. And it's very hard to get to from Pensacola. And in fact, I'm a disabled veteran. I've been fully disabled for quite some time. I have a 17-segment back fusion. It's very difficult for me to travel. But that morning, my plane left at 6:30, and I was up at 4:30, and I couldn't get out of bed. I was so sick. And Maggie, my wife, threatened me to, you know, you are not going. I'm saying, the hell I'm not. You know, I'll die before I miss this show. I'm not going to let down all those injured victims. And I'm so grateful to God that I made it. I didn't look very good, as I was on my, literally not well. But this movie is a documentary. Dr. Peter McCullough is in it. There's three clinicians in it, Dr. Peter McCullough, and also Michelle Gershman. And I was honored to be featured in it as well. But more importantly, there the three family members that were killed, had members killed by this vaccine. You know, it was held in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for a reason, for a very important reason, because that's where Trista Martin was killed with the vaccine, a beautiful daughter of my most high living God, the daughter from Mr. Martin and Alan Martin and his beautiful wife, Mrs. Martin. And I'm telling you, Taylor, Mrs. Taylor Martin, and Trista Martin was a beautiful daughter. It would have been, I think, 18 years old and killed, just a beautiful young woman. And so they were interviewed in that. Also, Ernesto Ramirez, who I think you all know, the really, really handsome young man in California who lost his son. And it's just tragic, 12-year-old son. And then Jeff White and his daughter, Tori White. And Tori lost her baby after birth, believed to be from the vaccine as well. And I'm telling you, We the Patriots USA sponsored this. And the chief counsel is Brian Festa, F-E-S-T-A, J-D. And also the co-director, Don Jolly. But who produced this movie was the famous Terryn, T-E-R-Y-N Gregson, the former ESPN sportscaster who in 2021 was fired by ESPN because she refused to take the vaccine when she was pregnant. So she joined up with this We the Patriots USA. Oh my gosh, she's brilliant, just a brilliant individual, very young. I mean, younger than my daughters are. And she's married to a professional golfer, Mitch. She directed and filmed this movie. She did it herself. And here's the most amazing story. This is how Jesus works. This is how my Savior works. In November, you know, all those families were weeping. I was weeping. I cried with them. I prayed with them. I stumped for them. I gave them a voice, as did the We the Patriots USA. And they were very depressed because not one media person came. There was a complete blackout, complete blackout. You know, this movie, you know, the whole press corps should have been there. Everybody should have been there, but it was blacked out. It's had a million views, but you know, you were taking your hats off to Trump. At the same time, and I've kind of withdrawn a little bit from politics because after the election was stolen, it was too difficult for me to even jump back in because I knew that it's all corrupt. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I heard was that Trump won the Iowa caucus within 30 minutes, within 30 minutes. And it's like, wait, that's a record for the history of the United States of America. You know, so goes the Iowa caucus, so goes the general election in a high proportion of time. And it was the widest margin ever for the Iowa caucus. In the same hour, I received this. My wife, Maggie, said, Jim, did you hear the news about shot dead? And I said, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, he just won the top spot for a position at the Santa Monica International Music Festival. I said, oh, Maggie, that's bullshit. That couldn't be. That's out in California. I mean, the movie was blacked out. That could never have happened. And she says, well, here's the link. This is, she's an attorney. She said, this is a real link. This is the Santa Monica International, you know, Film Festival. Open it up. Look who's number one on the movie.
Wow.
It was. But God, this is impossible except God. So 2024, again, I'm not a prophet. 2024 is going to be the year of revelation. And what do I mean by that? Revelation is truthing. It's disclosure. Revelation means unveiling. That's what's happening. You got Epstein, you got Trump. Anybody, now we all know that if anybody needed additional proof that the election was stolen, hey, you can't deny that.
No.
The most popular president in the history of the Iowa caucus, okay? I mean, the election was stolen. Now all these people are going to be outed with Epstein. Now, you know, it's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. But God, thank you, Jesus.
So on the topic of movies, I sat down and I watched a movie the other night. It was on Prime Video. You guys can go watch it there right now. It's called The Sound of Freedom. We have another pandemic rolling through America and the world, and it's pedophilia and child trafficking. I don't know how to get involved in this fight, but I want in. So if anybody is listening to this show and they have a contact for me where I can contact somebody and get involved, please tell me where I can do it, because that movie was so disturbing to me that I had to turn it off a couple times. The Sound of Freedom has done very well. Kudos to Mel Gibson and the other people that made that movie. Mel Gibson's a bad MF. That guy's, he does movies that get him banned from Hollywood. If I could talk to Mel Gibson, that'd be great. Probably not going to happen. But go out and watch The Sound of Freedom, because there is a real, another pandemic that's rolling through America, and all the Canada, like you look at Justin Trudeau, you tell me that guy's not a pedophile. But I'd like to get involved in the fight against that too. So if somebody can reach out and tell me how to do it, please do it. Do you have any comments on that situation though?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a lot of comments and I have personal experience as well. As a young buck, when I was active duty Air Force, I was approached in a very desolate area. I was approached by the FBI and I thought it was a prank call at first, but it wasn't. It was from the FBI and they asked me for my help. And I said, well, you know, I really needed to see their credentials and stuff. So I visited with them. They were the real deal. So, well, okay, how can I help you? Well, there's a satanic ritual abuse here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I was a young buck. I was 3 years old. And I'm like, you know, not up here. Not, no. I said, yeah. So what do they do? Well, he took me through all the gruesome details. And so, you can't be serious. Do you want to see pictures? No.
No.
But they're killing and genitally mutilating. And I said, well, okay, so you know this. How can I help you? Well, Doc, there's over a dozen different active sections up here. It's like, what's that mean? What do you mean active sections? He gives... There's different varieties of the Satanists up here, and they all have their own unique rituals of genital mutilation. And so you can, if you tell us how, you know, do a pelvic exam and tell us how, where the genital mutilation was, we can tell exactly which sect it was. And it's like, that's affected me for the rest of my life. It's like, as a young man, you know, and then I realized that later in the 80s and the 90s, okay, all these milk cartons, I knew what they were about. I knew where those kids were. They were killed or kidnapped and are being sexually molested and exploited. That's where these children are. And, you know, it was far before anybody else connected the dots. Why? Because God showed me that. He had a revelation for me through the FBI as an OBGYN doctor in the Air Force. So I know what's in Satan's dirty box. And I know how these people are controlled. And I know how many politicians are involved. A massive number of politicians have been involved, permanently involved, and can't get out because they were blackmailed with threats, or maybe they were coerced with blackmail or a gun to their head, or maybe their family members. But there are many members of Congress and also at least one member of the Supreme Court that I believe, in my opinion, have been captured that way. So, you know, you've seen the tunnel systems under Gaza, right? Mm-hmm. You've seen those all over the news. They're all over the video. The most extensive tunnel network ever known in the world. You got the same thing under DC. So that's where this stuff is going on. And they get these individuals down there, and you know, they either medicate them or who knows, or put a gun to their head. But you know, you rape or kill that child, it's all videoed, you know, or we're gonna, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're gonna do this to you or your family or, you know, whatever. And then they're captured forever. And they can't ever deviate from that control. You know, it's just like in 2020, you know, 70% of the Congress, 70% of the United States Congress took a bribe from Pfizer. That's public knowledge. That's reported in mainstream media.
Wow.
So I love the movie. I love that movie, that Sound of Freedom. I love the song, too, by the way. But the movie was a tear-jerking. Maggie and I saw that, and yeah, I'm all in for Mel Gibson. I love the man. He's another truther. He's like Tucker Carlson. He's a man after my own heart.
So here's a hypothetical situation for you then. I'll get back into the pregnancy and the COVID vaccines. A 6 month lady, or a lady that's 6 months pregnant, walks into your office, hypothetical office, and says, Dr. Thorpe, I've taken 5 vaccines. I'm 6 months pregnant. What can I do to help myself?
Okay, here's what I would say. Number one, I'm glad you're here. Thank you, Mrs. Smith, for coming in. You obviously recognize there's a problem, and you're right. It's a major problem. Number two, thank you for coming in, and whatever you do, don't take any more vaccines of any type. Number three, do not get pregnant now. Do not. The soonest you can get pregnant is in 6 months. And in the meantime, you take maximum doses of vitamin D, however you want to take it, but you have to prove to me with blood tests that the vitamin D level is in the upper limits of normal by whichever lab you have it done in. Quest LabCorp is 80 to 100 nanogram per ml. Vitamin D is the most important of anything you can do. So it's got to be at the upper limits of normal. Number three, vitamin C, 2 grams a day. You know, zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Iodine, either drops or pills. All of those are to restore the injury to the immune system. Extraordinarily important. The spike support, extremely important in this woman, regardless of whether she's symptomatic or asymptomatic. Get on the spike support and take at least as directed. And then we might even wean that up. But that's extremely important. There are good studies. One Chen and colleagues out of South Korea that have studied over 1,000 people and showing that there's really significant beneficial effects, very significant, including reduction of plaque burden and many others. So, and that drug is natokinase, dandelion root, and 4 other ingredients are all natural. They accelerate the destruction of this and clearance of the spike protein. I think that we believe that, and we believe that there's some good data suggesting that. By the way, all the products at the Wellness Company, they're all supported online with medical studies, and I stand behind these products. The other really, really important product there for this pregnant woman to have and for this Mrs. Smith to have, hypothetical Mrs. Smith, you need to have an emergency cadre, a depot of drugs, prescription drugs. You can get those at the Wellness Company, the emergency medical kit, extremely important. I would say you need to get a nebulizer machine, order it off Amazon. You need to get food grade hydrogen peroxide. You know, if you can't find food grade or you can't afford food grade, get the 3% over the counter. If you can get the 3% food grade, get that. Keep it in the fridge. Don't open it up. You know, keep your nebulizer. Don't leave home without it. Also, I would get on some flaxseed oil. I would get on some, you know, some melatonin at night. I would get on quercetin. I would get have her draw a cadre of labs. Now, if she is symptomatic in any way with menstrual periods, I would put her on either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or both for a period of time. And by the way, I would do the exact same thing. Everything that I just told you, ditto for her husband. Okay. And then when that comes back, when those labs come back, your blood levels come back, then, you know, jingle me up and then we'll make further plans. And, you know, Tanner, I just want to say I do have a hard stop because I have another one of my Canadian brothers whom I love over east of you. You said you're in Saskatchewan.
Yep.
So I got to get on a platform with him in a couple of minutes here.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to kind of cut short in a sign off in a minute or two.
That was going to be my next sentence. I was going to say, Dr. Thorpe, we've gone about 25 minutes overtime. Would you be interested in doing a part two?
I'll do a part 100 if you want me to. I want to, you know, listen, you're my lifeblood. If I don't have you, I don't get the word out. Nobody's going to listen to me.
Okay. I'll talk to Gage tomorrow and we'll set up a part two for this. But it was fantastic talking to you. I'll get you out of here right now. And
I just want to tell all your viewers that are listening, listen, Tanner, this dude is a hero. Please support him. either monetarily or with prayers, and support his ministry, because that's what this is. He might not know it, but he has a spiritual ministry. God is using this man. Please help this man get the word. He's saving my patients' lives globally. God bless you, Tanner.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.